midst of the valley which was full of bones, and caused me to pass them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. And again he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. That's my subject this morning, hear the word of the Lord. Say it to your neighbor, neighbor, hear the word of the Lord. I guess I would begin by asking you, and thank you so much, ushers, for the great job that you continue to do in serving this congregation. I guess I would begin the message today with a question. Have you ever turned on the news in your lifetime and seen it as bad as it is today? I'm 53 years old, and I just don't recall bad news every time you turn the TV on, like I do now when you turn the news on. And I don't know how you feel about it, but I've come to a place to where I have days when I fast from the news. I mean, you used to turn the news on to just get current affairs, what's going on here and there. But now it's just so much until I find myself turning to I Love Lucy. And Sanford and Son. I Dream of Jeannie. I still like Leave It to Beaver. You see, I find myself at 53 needing to laugh more than I want to feel bad. I find myself wanting to be happy more than being sad. I find myself not gloating in anybody's trouble. I don't care who you are. I'm never happy for another man's or woman's downfall. You turn the news on CNN, they hate Donald Trump. You turn it on Fox, they love Donald Trump. So I find something to laugh about, because we're living in perilous times. Walking down the street is not nearly what walking down the street used to be a long time ago. Somebody just recently asked me, why haven't I seen you on your bike lately? I said, I'm trying to get my nerves back up. As soon as I got my nerves up to get back on my bike and got my bike shined and cleaned and oiled and lubed and tightened up, that killing in Cleveland took place, and I put the bike back in the garage. Somebody asked me, are you living in fear? I said, no, but I do live in the reality that it's rough out here. And Saul, as rough as it is, and somebody everywhere, every day, texts me looking for an answer to the roughness that we're all suffering. And the only answer I know is to go to the Word and see what it is that God is saying. If I don't say what God is saying, I'm just like the folk on the news. I'm just spinning my opinion. And so this text today is one of the most amazing and well-known prophecies in the Old Testament. You've heard this text all of your church days. Few other passages have suffered more from extreme interpreters who see either too much or too little in both meanings and applications of the figures and symbols and types that's found in this text. Ezekiel is a Hebrew name meaning the strength of God. You know, names for children used to mean something, especially in the Bible days. You know, Elijah meant, "My Lord is Jehovah." Daniel meant, "God is my judge." Benjamin meant, "Son of the South." Ahab meant, "My father's brother." Matthew meant "gift of God," while John meant "God has been gracious." Samuel meant "because the Lord has heard her." And so Ezekiel's name has a great meaning. It means the strength of God. You know, names, your daddy used to tell you, don't mess up your name. When they sent you out of the house on your way to school, they would tell you to remember your name. Don't mess up the name. You know, we name children everything now. Shanae-nae, Fufu. You know, and you'd be wondering, is this your name? He says, "The hand of the Lord was upon me." That's one of our problems now, is it just feels like God's hand is just not on all of us like it felt like a long time ago. "The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, set me down in the midst of a valley which was full of dry bones." A sign that God is guiding you is when his hand is upon you. If you've been born again, you know when God's hand is upon you. Nobody has to tell you when you can say, "Shackled by a heavy burden, beneath the load of guilt and stain, then the hand of Jesus touched me." Somebody in here know when he touches. John chapter 10, verse 28, Jesus says, "And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." I mean, it's something about God's hand. He says, "If I hold you in my hand, nobody, the devil in hell, cannot pluck you out of my hand." Y'all know they taught us in the first grade to sing, "He's got the whole world in his hand." And then they came along years later and saying, all in his hands. I put it all in his hands. This and that is in his hands. And somebody even said, whatever the problem, I put it all in his hands. And Ezekiel says, the hand of the Lord was on me. That's shouting stuff right there. The hand of the Lord. Somebody wonders sometimes what's happening to you when tears are flowing down your eyes. Sometimes you can't really explain what's going on. Well, here is the explanation right here. The hand of the Lord is upon you. Ezekiel says that he picked me up. I wonder, am I talking to somebody that know God will do that? In the midst of your troubles, he'll pick you up. When you're at your lowest, he will pick you up. When you're sick and look like you can't get well, he will pick you up. When you're down and out in the dumps, and Rochester, that rainy weather we had a couple of weeks ago where it just rained and just stayed gray and it was too cold to get out. And I mean, it was in April and the early May, just rainy and cold. And I found myself just kind of going down in the midst of looked like a valley. But let me ask you something. Won't God pick you up? He says, carried me out in the spirit. Ezekiel was in the spirit. The spirit guides you. The spirit controls you. It controls the movement of believers. The spirit is a sign that you are related to God. Don't ever quench the Holy Spirit. That's like that blood connection between you and God. Do you know trying to quench the Spirit is like trying to cut the bloodline between you and your daddy? Or you and your mama, it just is what it is. And it's the Spirit of the Lord that makes us know that we are connected to God. You know what? I've lost a lot of stuff in my life. I've lost cars. I've had cars repossessed. I've had houses foreclosed. I've lost this and that. I've had stuff taken away from me. And I've never prayed for God not to let this get taken. If it's got to go, it's got to go. But I pray to God on a daily basis, and I ask the Lord, whatever you do, don't take your spirit away from me. The car can go. The house can go. The furniture can go. The money can go. The stuff can go. The name recognition can go. This can go and that can go. But I pray to God, whatever you do, don't take your spirit away from me. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was just void. It was dark. And it says in verse 2 that the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the earth. John 6 and 63 says, it is the Spirit that quickeneth. It is the Spirit that gives life. It is the Spirit that wakes us up in the morning. It's not your General Electric alarm clock. It's not your alarm on your iPhone that wakes you up. I mean, if your phone was waking you up, we could take your phone over to the Mount Hope Cemetery and wake up some folk. It's not your phone. It's the Lord who wakes us up. And so just listen. He says, the hand of the Lord was upon me, carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of dry bones. And in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. Somebody here today may know what this valley must have looked like. I mean, it was a valley that was full of bones. Sin was in that valley. Unrighteousness was in that valley. Selfishness was in that valley. Hate was in that valley. Killing was in that valley. Lying was in that valley. That's the place where wrongdoing was. And God picks up a prophet and sets him in the midst of wrongdoing. Well, scripture says that we all have sin. So don't look down on the person who's done something that you haven't done, because all of us in this room have done something. You know what? When we woke up this morning, our hands should have been up early telling God, thank you for just waking me up one more time. I mean, he says here, when you think about sin, it's so much sin. Sin didn't start with us. Y'all remember God said to Adam, thou shalt not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For in the day thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Not a physical death, but a spiritual death. Adam became a valley full of bones. And that's why some folks can tear up your life without a problem and go home and sleep 8 hours because there's a valley there that's full of bones. The reason why some people never grow and never change and never get better, it's because we become valleys of dry bones. He says, and he calls me to pass by them, pass round about them. And behold, he says in the text, there were many in this open valley. And he says they were dry. And he says, and he calls me to pass by. Do you know some of the problems that we have in our life, it's because God is taking us up to the place that he desires us to be. And as he takes us, there are some things you got to pass by. You got to pass by evildoers. You got to pass by people who despitefully misuse you. You got to pass by people who persecute you and call you all manners of things for righteousness' sake. Some stuff you got to pass by. Text says here, he calls me to pass by. You know, some of us are like children. We can't take nothing. Every time somebody says something about us, we respond. But this is the day and age where we got to learn how to pass by. Pass by people who won't speak. Pass by people who don't like you. Pass by people who mistreat you. Pass by people who talk about you. Pass by people who give you two for one. He says, God calls me to pass by. And then he said unto him, Son of man, can these bones live? Son of man, can these bones live? Y'all missed that. Son of man, God is talking to Ezekiel. And God is asking Ezekiel a question. I mean, God asks Ezekiel, can God cause him to pass by a valley? And now God is asking Ezekiel the question, can these bones live? Y'all come in. Why would God, who knew Ezekiel before Ezekiel knew Ezekiel, why would God ask Ezekiel a question? I mean, why would God, who made mountains high and valleys low, ice hard, water wet, snow white, why would God ask Ezekiel a question? Why would God, who weighed the hills in balances, mountains on scales, and scooped out the sea with the palm of his hands and held it back with the hem of his garments, why would God ask Ezekiel a question? Why would God, who took the rainbow and wove it into a scarf and threw it about the shoulders of a dying storm, why would he ask Ezekiel a question? Why would God, who took the song of a seraph and robed it in feathers and gave it to the nightingale and caused him to sing a song, why would he ask Ezekiel a question? Why would God, who made salt tang, pepper hot, lemon sour, peaches sweet, put vitamins in vegetables, protein in meat, calcium in milk, why would God ask Ezekiel a question? Can I go further? Why would God, who put claws on bears and a gross beak, bills on a gross beak, hump in a camel's back, trunks on elephants, wings on birds, gills in the fish, why would he ask Ezekiel a question? Son of man, can these bones live? Son of man, can these bones live? I mean, can they live? Will these bones accept me? John chapter 1 verse 4 says, in him was life, and the life was the light of man. Can these bones live? I mean, can these bones live? Can these bones know the way? John 14, 6, Jesus says, I am the way. I don't know why he who knows everything would ask Ezekiel a question. Well, maybe it was just for the response, because this is not the first time that God asked somebody a question in the Bible. He asked Adam, Adam, where art thou? He asked Abraham, Abraham, is there anything too hard for God? He asked Moses, what is that you got in your hand? He asked Elijah, what are you doing here under this juniper tree? He asked Job, where were you when I laid the foundations of this earth? He asked the crowd, who touched me? He asked the sick man, will thou be made whole? And so now he asks Ezekiel, can these bones live? And when I look at the state of this world, I wonder too, can these bones live? When I see how people are shooting one another down in cold blood, I wonder, can these bones live? When I see how only 9% of the black boys in the Rochester City School District will graduate from high school, it makes me wonder, can these bones live? When I see the teenage pregnancies in our community, the unemployment for African Americans, and how drugs are taking over our urban communities, I wonder, can these bones live? When I see how churches no longer have the influence in the communities that they used to have, it makes me wonder, can these bones live? I'm leaving now. It's Mother's Day and y'all ready to go. I'm moved by the question that God asked Ezekiel, but I'm more moved by the response that Ezekiel gave God. I'll get happy when I tell you this. He said, can these bones live? And in verse three, he said, and I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. I told you, there is a place to get happy in this text. He says, O Lord, you know. We're looking at the percentage of the graduates who won't grad, the non-graduates, and wonder, will boys graduate in Rochester? And in our black cities across this nation, you know, the truth of the matter is the superintendents don't know. The principals don't know. The board members don't know. But Ezekiel has it right when he says, oh Lord, you know. Have you noticed how bad it's getting in our communities? There are no night church services like it used to be. Because when people leave from the Sunday morning service, most of us don't want to get back out at night. Because regardless to where we live, we got to pass by places that are unsafe for travel. And the question is, can these bones live? But Ezekiel gives us the answer when he says, Lord, you know. And I'm gonna leave you when I ask you this morning, doesn't God know? I said, doesn't God know? Isn't it consoling this morning just to know that God knows? You know, he knows the secrets to this universe. He knows how to make the wind blow. He knows how to make the rain fall. God knows how to make the sun shine. God knows how to make the wind blow and the moon glow. He knows our past, our present, and he knows our future. Come here, let me tell you, God even knows the stars by name. He knows the volume of the ocean. He knows the temperature of the sun. He knows the weight of the cloud. He knows the strength of the hurricane. He knows the power of the earthquake. He knows the speed of the tornado. And so Ezekiel has it right when he says that God knows. And I'm gonna leave you when I tell you this morning, these bones can live because God knows how to make dry bones live again. Because, and I want you to leave here looking unto the hills from whence cometh your help. Can I get a witness when I tell you all of our help? It comes from the Lord, who knows all about us. He knows the tears that we shed. He knows the mountains that we've had to climb. He knows the crosses that we've had to bear. He knows the trials and the temptations that we've all had in here. God knows the hair on your head. He says in verse 4 to Ezekiel, prophesy unto these bones. Tell these bones to hear the word of God. I said, tell these bones to hear the word of God. Don't tell them to hear CNN, but tell them to hear the word of God. Don't tell them to hear Fox, ABC, NBC, or CBS, but tell them to hear the word of God. Don't tell them to hear Time Warner. Don't tell them to hear Spectrum. Don't tell them to hear DirecTV. Don't tell them to hear Comcast, but tell them to hear the word of God. Don't tell them to hear Megyn Kelly. Don't tell them to hear Al Sharpton. Don't tell them to hear Oprah Winfrey. And don't tell them to hear Saturday Night Live, but tell them to hear the word of God. Can I get a witness here? It's something about God's word. His word never changes. His word never fails. His word is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Have I got a witness here? Is there anybody here can say, I'm standing on God's word? His word never fails me. His word never leaves me. His word never forsakes me. Who am I talking to can say, I'm out here on his word? That's all I gotta tell you. It's hear the word of God. Dark clouds may come, tears may come, burdens may come, trouble may come, sickness may come, foreclosure may come, repossession may come, divorce may come, but I hear God saying, hear the word of God, I won't leave you and I won't forsake you. I've heard the lightning flashing. I've seen the lightning flashing. I've heard the thunder roll. I've heard the voice of Jesus saying, fight on, my child. Can I get a witness here? I'm talking to some mothers in here. You've cried all night long, trying to raise your child. I promise that God says to fight on my child. He won't leave you. Can I get a witness? I'm going to my seat. I just want somebody to know that God won't leave you. Who am I talking to? Can say he won't leave you. When your back is up against the wall, he won't leave you. When sickness get in your body, he won't leave you. When trouble come knocking at your door, he won't leave you. Who am I talking to? Can say he's a good God. Ain't he good? He's a good God. Ain't he good? The Bible says, Ezekiel start prophesying. Ezekiel start prophesying in the valley full of bones. He started prophesying in the valley full of bones, and you know what happened. The toe bone connected to the foot bone. The foot bone connected to the leg bone. The leg bone, that's old Mississippi preaching. The leg bone connected to the knee bone. The knee bone connected to the hip bone. The hip bone connected to the backbone. The backbone connected to the neck bone. The head neck bone connected to the head bone. The head bone connected to the elbow bone. The elbow bones connected to the arm bones. And they got together. And when we all get together, can I get a witness here? When we all get together, tell your neighbor, what a time when we all get together. Won't it be wonderful? Won't it be glorious? Won't it be joyous? Won't it be a great day? When we get together, bones can live, children can graduate, families can stay together. Won't be no more crying and no more dying. Ain't he good? I said, ain't he good? I done got happy now. Ain't he good? It's Mother's Day. It's Mother's Day. I wanted you out of here by 12:30, but I've kept you 10 minutes longer just to ask somebody, ain't he good? And since I kept you here, and since you in here now, somebody ought to just praise him. Ain't he good? Ain't he good? Yeah. That's it. I don't know what you come for. I just come to get happy. I just come to tell God thank you. I just come to praise his name. I just come to lift my hands. And if he been good to you, can you tell God, yeah? Can you lift those hands and tell God, yeah? Yeah. The doors of the church are open. Doors of the church are open. These bones can live. Look at somebody and tell them, neighbor, things can get better. And so if you forget everything I told you, leave this place today knowing it can get better. But you got to stay on the battlefield. Don't give up. Touch somebody and tell them, don't give up. Touch them and tell them, don't give up. Touch somebody else and tell them, stay in the race. It's gonna get better. But you got to hold on. You gotta hold on. You got to hold on. You gotta hold on. God will call you and calls all of us to go through some valleys. But he says, I want you to just pass by. And so when you find yourself in the valley, know that you're not there to stay. You're just passing by. And when you get by, you'll be like the song that says, my soul looks back in wonder how I made it over. Who am I talking to? Who am I talking to? Can say, thank God I made it. Thank God I made it. Thank God I made it. Thank God. I'm talking to somebody working on your job. They've done everything they could to bring you down. They've done everything they could to get you out. They talked about you. They lied on you. They ridiculed you. Told the boss things about you. When you get back to work tomorrow, tell them I'm just passing through. God is on my side. Shake your neighbor's hand and tell them God's on my side. God's on my side. God is on my side. God is on your side. God is on our side. God is on your side. God has your back. That's the message. God has your back.